Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 December 2021, and glad you're with us tonight, wherever you are. We're going to bring up our guest tonight that I have on about once a month. She's a sponsor of the program, but y'all love her. Summer Dre, to talk about what she has to offer this month on specials and all the items she has available to you. As you know, she is took over Dr. Ron's, I'm going to call it ministry, business, if you will, guess, and added to it quite a bit. So we'll bring up Summer Dre with Superior Mountain Herbs just in a few minutes. Before I do that, though, tomorrow is Thursday, I guess. They're going by so fast to lose count. We'll be in the office tomorrow, folks, as usual, from 9 to 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls, just say hi to you, or you don't give an order for whatever you might want. We'll be here for that, and answer questions, and the full crew will be here tomorrow. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, folks, you can save us some money if you'll call it the toll number at 304-846-4448. Please remember if you don't mind, okay? The specials, of course, we still had the REM sleep in that, and of course, the Manu's book is out and available. All that'll be here tomorrow if you want it. We would love to talk to you about whatever you might need. And we are going to have Bible study this weekend, and Coach Dave Dobemeyer is going to be there doing the Bible study segment. So join us at 10:30 a.m. Eastern by going on live stream. Just go to PastorButch.com, click on live stream. And there will be the first 45 minutes. We go into prayer requests and praise reports and testimonies. Then at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, we start with current events. We're going to start about 1:15 this time with Coach Dave Dobemeyer and his Bible study, going from 1:15 to 2:15. So I want you all to join us if you can. If you can't listen on live stream, listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. I do hope you'll join us. I really mean that. And prayer request tonight, before we get to our guest, our friend Mick in New Mexico emailed me and said, please remember in your prayers, and I'm not getting all the details about that. But you folks, Mick is trying hard to do what's right all the time. I know he is. And Mick needs your prayers, and so does his wife. So remember that, please, if you don't mind. Mick and Johnny. Lord may bless them and guide them in what he wants them to do and take care of them through all the different situations. Now, our guest tonight is Summer Dre. Like I said, she's been with us now for a little while since Dr. Ron's retired from his business, from his ministry. Yes, I miss Dr. Ron. I really do. One of the most kind, gentle men I've ever met in my life. I mean, really a caring, giving person. But sometimes, the time always comes, folks, when you got to give up what you've done for years and do what you got to do the rest of your life. Well, Summer stepped in and said, hey, here I am. I'm not Dr. Rama. I do what I can. And she's kept his major products that he created himself, still making them, and added some other things to it. So, Summer, it's an honor to have you. How are you doing this evening?
I'm so well. It's always an honor to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate what you're doing, and I get all your emails, and I love when I've got some time to sit down and kind of pick through them and watch these videos that you send out, and, you know, you're doing a really good job of kind of reaching out to people and letting them see the truth of what's going on in the world and helping people take the blinders off. And I want to kind of continue. Yeah, I mean, it's brave. It is important. And I feel like this is definitely talking about a call to decision. I think it's your call to be doing this. And I'm really grateful that you do. And it's given me some good fuel to pass on to other people and show people and just open eyes for people. So I really appreciate that information that you send out. And, you know, and you know how the Lord works. Just sometimes he's baffling to me. Sometimes, you know, I was sitting here just as you were giving your announcements, and I thought, a call to decision. I have heard him say that a bazillion times, and I knew what it meant as far as ministry and what are you going to do with your life and what kind of decisions are you going to make with the Lord, and are you going to serve him or are you not? Are you going to stand up for what's right or not? I mean, there's so many things, right, we can label this call to decision for, and it just dawned on me that I thought I had a topic for tonight, but I think this whole call to decision thing might just stir it up a bit. I might go off topic a little bit, but I think that,
well, that's fine.
To me, we need to have a call to decision. The Lord has given us so many things on this earth to reap and to be able to utilize to heal us. And I hear the argument all the time that, you know, well, God probably gave us doctors and gave us medicine. Well, God created man, yes, and I believe that there is a huge place in this world for doctors and for medicine when we talk about acute illness or acute disease, like I'm having a heart attack right now, or I'm in a car wreck and broke a bone, or, you know, something like that. But we often fail to realize that I think God put these herbs on the earth for us to use and gave us so much knowledge in the very beginning of how to use these. And it was passed down and passed down until the greed of man got in the way. So, yes, maybe God gave us this intelligence to be able to produce medications and to produce these x-ray machines and all these crazy things we just would never have been able to fathom hundreds of years ago that we would have. But, you know, it's a lost art, and I don't believe it's a lost art and a lost concept to rely on nature, to rely on what God has given us.
That's,
you know,
true.
We are not all going to be here for an infinite period of time. And this kind of brings up the topic for me of, what is your call? Like, what's your decision when it comes to what are you called to do with your health, with your body that God has given you? What are you called to do to help educate or bring to the light or bring to the table, I guess, for a neighbor who's dying of cancer, or a brother who is inflicted with herpes virus, or a pastor who has diabetes? I mean, are we called to just sit and say, well, it's not our business, not our place, or are we really called to help enlighten and educate? I got to tell you guys, I was not born into the world of natural herbal remedies. My name may be Summer, my mom might have been a hippie, but there was no herbs like that in my home. You know, I grew up on Benadryl and Tylenol, and I grew up on going to the ER if I had a problem as a kid, you know, and that's not abnormal. But we are called, in my opinion, to become educated in the Bible, become educated in what God's calling for us to do, become educated on worldly issues, politics, because, you know, people say, well, I don't want to get involved. That's not what I'm called to do. really? Is it not? Because we are all part of this earth. And so tonight I think I want to redirect my focus a little bit. I was going to kind of talk about specifically maybe chronic inflammation or something. And I think more importantly, I want to talk about, you know, just the concept that we have the choice. You know, that's the other beautiful thing about our Lord and Savior is he is not a dictator like Joe Biden. He is not somebody who is telling us what we have to do. He lays it out for us and says, this is what I want you to do. It's your choice, right? It's your choice how you live the life you've been given. And so with that, I want you to think about this and somehow in my mind, this is all connecting. So forgive me, folks, if this doesn't connect for you. But in my mind, I have a lot of clients that come to me and they say, I've got cancer. You know, I've got diabetes. I've got, you know, plaque buildup in my arteries. I'm blah, 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 blah. Whatever it might be. I've got COVID. They want the instant, not the instant result. What's the word? They are in the middle of reactive medicine, right? They need reactive help. They need reactive medicine or reactive herbs. What's going to help me right now? I've got a problem. And I'm always trying to encourage people, please be proactive, right? You know, eating your organic vegetables to get rid of the pesticides that we're loading in our body. Taking in herbs that can build our immune system. You know, if you've got cancer, it didn't start overnight. It developed over time. It just now registered on a scan or something. If you have a heart attack, very likely, unless you had an arrhythmia or something strange happened, it didn't just happen one day. It was a buildup of either high blood pressure or blocked arteries or multiple strokes or, you know, blood clots, things like this or, you know, our heart beats 100,000 times a minute and all of a sudden it's just exhausted and the muscle is tired. It's not all of a sudden. This has been going on. So we forget about the proactive medicine. For some reason, we are all about instant results. And if we don't see results, you know, within a day or two, oh, it doesn't work for me. No, 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 no. God also calls us to be patient, okay? He calls us to be patient. Nothing's going to happen overnight. So one of the things, you know, I was kind of coming in to talk about, like I said, was about chronic inflammation, the things in our home, the things in our environment, what it's doing, the havoc it's wreaking on our body, and how that's impacting us. And then what can we use? What can we do? Keep in mind, I was actually listening to a podcast today about herbs. First of all, anyone who's listened to me on Pastor Butch's show, sometimes I'm a hard nut to follow because I roll all over the place, but try to follow me, guys, the best you can. But one of the things I heard on this podcast was how there are so many different herbs that could treat, let's say, heart problems, right? There's multiple herbs. So obviously, depending on the heart condition, do we have high blood pressure? Do we have plaque buildup? You know, or do we have and then we have to figure out, okay, what's the root of this problem? Are we eating processed foods? Is there a genetic component? Keep in mind, you know, our genes will load the gun, but it's the environment that pulls the trigger. Okay. So yes, we might not have been born with maybe the strongest health, but I've got a lot of things in my arsenal that will keep your heart strong, stronger than how it came out of the womb, okay? So for me, there's a lot of, like, preventative medicine, and that's in the form of herbs, right? Because typically, if you notice, medicine, it's for reactive stuff. The beauty about herbal medicine is it's not just reactive medicine. So Americans, we spend a lot of money and lose a lot of precious time treating chronic illness. But wouldn't it just be better if illness could be prevented in the first place? I mean, wouldn't it make more sense to invest in living better now that you can continue to live better later? You know, and so many of your listeners might be in their 70s and 80s and even 90s and say, well, I've lived a good life. I'm done. Could you imagine our Lord and Savior up in heaven saying, wow, I let you be healthy this whole time, and now you just want to die? You know, you've got a little bit more work to do. Or you're here on this planet for a purpose, and you're still healthy. Let's keep you that way. Let's leave it up to the Lord when you go. Let's not sign that death certificate before, you know, he's ready for you to go. Let's continue to take good care of our body and our heart and whatnot as we go. So I kind of want to focus on, again, on chronic inflammation and chronic illness, because so much of what people don't understand is that disease is, you can have acute disease, you can have chronic disease, right? So the acute disease is the heart attack, but the chronic disease is the heart condition that led up to the heart attack. So there are environmental factors. Did you know that cancers, for example, I think it's, I don't quote me, I think it's between 76 and 88% of cancers are actually environmental. And you might have heard me say that before, because so many clients will say, well, oh, it's genetic. My father's got prostate cancer. So does my grandfather. Is it? Or is there something in your diet, something in your behavior, in your patterns, in your lifestyle, you know, that's actually contributing to this? And then what in our, if it has been passed down through our DNA, then we want to call it genetic. But remember, our environmental factors run our DNA. They change our DNA. Look at this jab, right? Because we're never going to call it a vaccine ever again. It is not a vaccine. So this jab, this injection, this garbage they're putting into a needle and syringing into people under the false name of a vaccine, you know, this thing is, it can alter DNA. It's environmental. It's an environmental problem. We don't put it in our body. We don't run the risk of having that happen to us. So chronic illness is often, or cancers and all these different diseases like heart conditions and diabetes even, these are all environmentally, the environment is impacting our bodies. Therefore, it manifests the disease. So what can we do, right? What can we do? Most chronic disease actually develops over time, and again, it's just a result of the buildup of these small but detrimental changes inside the body. Chronic free radical activity. And what is that? Well, you're a mechanic. You work around tons of fumes. That is an environmental impact on your body, and now the environment itself is altering not only your DNA, but ruining the cells of your lungs. Your skin, which is the largest organ in your body, is absorbing these toxins, these chemicals, these oils and greases and different things that you're using on the vehicle to fix every day. And so then it's over time. Our body's natural response is to create an inflammation response. Okay, so we cut our finger, right? We cut our finger and it immediately, the area around it, the wound immediately becomes red and inflamed. And this is a sign that the immune system has begun to be activated, and it's sending these immune cells to clean up the area and try to knit the skin back together. Okay. But scientists have actually noticed that a low grade form of inflammation, low grade, not meaning you cut your finger and all the guys are racing to heal your finger. Just that chronic, underlying, low-grade, very passive type of inflammation that happens from the food we eat, or the excess of alcohol we drink, or the neighbor that we sit next to as he smokes his cigarette and we're inhaling that fume, or the job that we're working in. People don't even realize this, but women that work, stay-at-home moms, there's a lot of studies done on this actually, stay-at-home moms have higher risk of cancer than women that work outside of the homes. And I don't tell you this to tell you to go out and get a job in the workforce. I'm telling you this because it begs the question, what are we, by the way, if you are a stay-at-home mom, stay at home with your kids if you can afford to do it. It is the best thing you could possibly do for your children. If you can't and you've got to work outside the home, don't beat yourself up about that also, because guess what that does? It causes stress, which causes this chronic low-grade inflammation. I experience it sometimes. But that is why I take CBD oil on a regular basis every evening. It works on inflammation systemically through the body. I mean, you don't have to have an injury to have inflammation, right? You don't have to have that. You don't have to have a disease to have inflammation. It's that chronic, low-lying levels, that subtle chronic inflammation that sneaks up and wreaks havoc on our bodies. And then our bodies are constantly in a state of fight or flight mode, right? The body's constantly trying to heal or tame down the inflammation, or it's busy hunting in the body for this disease that really isn't even there. It's just some crappy food you ate or some chemical that you were exposed to. And so the body's working in overtime to try to mitigate what they think is this illness or this sickness. And it is, because it's a poison that's coming into your body, whether it's a medication, you know, again, or exhaust fumes or whatever. And so the body is constantly in a state of fight or flight mode. That is not healthy either. You don't have to be exposed to chemicals to have that. If you're going through a divorce, if you lost a child, we've talked about this before. Stress creates an inflammation response within the body. That's why, you know, when you're happy, you exude happiness, and it's actually contagious. It's actually contagious not just to other people, but for your own body. Your body loves to be in a good, normal state where it doesn't have to be on high alert and in fight or flight mode. When your body gets into fight or flight mode, our adrenal glands are now working in overdrive. The adrenals help regulate hormones, and they help produce certain hormones. And so if they're constantly in fight or flight mode, no wonder we have excess belly fat or all these different, you know, mood swings and different disorders, because our bodies are in fight or flight mode constantly. And so the hormones are being released in the wrong times and whatnot. So what can we do? Okay, what can we do? Because there is a decision that has to be made. Okay, and I'm calling you guys to make a decision. I want everyone, when they're off the phone, if they can, or off listening to the show, go into your kitchen cabinet, down underneath the kitchen sink. If you've got Lysol, chlorine bleach, Jet Dry, Cascade dish soap, Dawn dish soap, which, by the way, ironically, I just learned the other day, Dawn dish soap is actually for washing hands, not dishes, which is another story. But all of these actually are not just toxic, they're caustic, meaning they will cause cancer over time. So go through your cabinet, get rid of all that stuff. And actually, in most states, I knew this a long time ago, and I'd be lying if I could tell you how many states now. I can't remember. Something like 30 to 40 states in America will not even allow you to put your chlorine bleach bottle in the trash because it's considered hazardous material. Of course, we get away with it because they don't go through our trash. But technically, we're not supposed to do that. Yet we put that in our toilets. We wipe down our diaper changing tables. We clean our countertops that we eat off of. You know, I mean, it is touching everything. And then our organ, again, our skin, the largest organ in our body, is absorbing this cancer-causing agent. Now, so you experience chlorine 5 or 10 times in your life. So what? Not a big deal. Okay? Not a big deal. But it's that chronic exposure on minute levels that actually starts, again, creating that chronic low-grade inflammation response throughout the body. Inflammation, again, is part of the body's natural defense process. It's designed to protect against things such as infections, toxins, trauma even, and to repair any damage that might have occurred. And the inflammatory response activates like a cascade of immune reactions that eliminates germs and repairs injured cells. But if you notice, I said trauma, It doesn't specify physical trauma. It also has to do with emotional trauma. Again, getting back to stress and whatnot. We've got to start removing these things. That's why prayer is really important for the Christian and non-Christian. If you're not a Christian, meditate. Start praying. Pray to whomever you think you are praying to. God will, by the way, it's God, you just don't know it yet, but he will show himself and reveal himself to you. And in those moments when you need that peace, that connection between him and you is there, and those cells, they've done a lot of studies also where they've put a bunch of sensors on the brain, and when people would pray or meditate or listen to worship music, their soul became invigorated, which changed the patterns in their brain and would fire off the serotonin. That serotonin in the brain helps to heal the body because the brain wants to heal the body. Okay? So again, I keep talking about all the negatives and all the negative things that we have going on. But what can we do to stop this? I mean, if you work in a medical facility, you can't stop much of any of the toxins you're exposed to. That is your lot in life. That's a profession you've chosen. If you are a mechanic, this is a profession you've chosen, okay? So you can't get rid of these environmental factors or, you know, what do we do? So there are so many different things and herbs out there in the world, and this is kind of where I was getting back with, you know, in the very beginning of this topic, this podcast I was listening to. There are hundreds of herbs that could potentially help, for example, with a heart attack. Lots of herbs that can help with inflammation. I just want to talk about a couple of them. There's another day we'll talk a little bit maybe about, and maybe I'll get into it tonight, but a little bit about, you've heard of over-farming when it comes to food. Our foods no longer have the nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins that they once had because our soil has literally been raped. I mean, we have nothing left to offer the seed. And so that's why these genetically modified organisms, one of the main reasons they've been invented was because we just aren't producing the foods that we used to get. We aren't producing enough wheat or enough avocados that used to grow because the soil is depleted. So it's really important to remember that herbs can also be raped off the ground and depleted. There is not an unlimited supply of them out there. We'd like to think there are because the world is so big. I'm telling you, they're not. There's actually, when prices of herbs go up exponentially, it's a sign for you. It is a sign that it's becoming heavily marketed by these mainstream companies, okay? And they're being heavily marketed. People are flocking to buy it, and now there's like becoming a shortage of the herb. Many herbs can't be grown naturally, or sorry, not naturally, but in homes or yards or gardens. Many of them cannot. The American Indian tea, it's a mushroom. I do not disclose the name of that mushroom because Dr. Ron Green was bound by tribal law, 25, 30 years ago, not to disclose the name. To be honest, and I feel really bad now for thinking this way, but this is just our sinful mind, there was a part of me that wondered if he just didn't want to tell anybody. You know, he just didn't want to tell anybody. I couldn't understand that, you know. We'll
hang on to the break,
Summer.
Hang on to the break, okay? Look, back at the break, a lot more to go, and your phone calls. If you have any questions, comments, if you have a question about an herb or how to treat a certain thing, tonight's your night to call and talk to Summer. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we're back. We're talking to Summer Dre of Superior Mountain Herbs. And what she said a little bit ago, you know, if you are not a prayer, and you don't even know how to pray, let me just give you a hint that she just said. Ask Christ to reveal himself to you. Ask him, if in sincerity ask him, you don't, not flippantly, but ask him, if you're real, let me know. Ask Christ to do that. You'll be surprised what a blessing you'll have in just a few minutes if you ask him sincerely and seek his face, so to speak. You'll be surprised the peace he'll give you. I mean this. I've talked to people before. They were confused. They had no idea. They didn't want to turn. They said, if you're real, Jesus, please help me. And they had a minute. And they got an answer. And by the way, somebody, before we get back into the broadcast, you were talking about receiving the emails. You also receive our magazine that you put an ad in once a month. Are the email blasts worth receiving then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. And I like that you put everything in the subject line pretty clear. So it's like, okay, I've seen this before. I don't need to open that. But then I'll go, well, let me open it anyways. And sure enough, you just do a really good job of.
Well, thank you.
Letting.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
folks,
the links
free.
Are great. Yep.
They're free, folks.
They are.
Just email me and say, I want on your free email list, your email blast. We will send you the Minuteman magazine once a month, no charge. And all the email blasts are put up, usually one or two a day, I think you'll find very important and very informative. Just email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com and say I want on the magazine list. We'll put you on the list. And all we ask you to do is to forward what I send you to everybody you know. Spread it. Please spread it. I know Summer does that. She forwards all her friends and family because we're putting out news that's so vitally important. Now, if you have any questions, any comments you want to call tonight, excuse me, 844-769-2944 to talk to Summer. Now, Summer, I know you got some specials you're getting to them in for December. I want you to go ahead and finish what you want to talk about and get into the specials for the month and give out your phone number three or four times also.
Absolutely. Thanks, Pastor Butch, for reminding me of that. You know, it's funny because, yes, I run a business, but I fail sometimes to remember that I run a business because my joy is in so much in educating people and helping people learn and understand and help. And I think so many doctors aren't just don't have the time and they're not taking the time to talk to their patients and their clients. And so therefore people walk away not knowing what in the heck is wrong with them, let alone, you know, having gotten any of their questions answered. So I really enjoy chatting with my clients and talking with them. So sometimes I'll forget to do things like mention my company name or my phone number because I'm just so wrapped up in talking about health and wellness, you know. So it's a passion of mine. And any of you who called me, by the way, my phone number at my office here in Superior, Montana is 406-274-7579, 406-274-7579. You can also text me there. I do get text messages, and I answer those just about any time, night or day. And then my email address is summer@superiormountainherbs.com. summer@superiormountainherbs.com. So any questions, any comments you have, let me know. One of the things that I'm going to have on, I do have on sale for the month of December, I've got two items on sale, the American Indian Tea, which I was just talking about before I went to break, and then the Ladies Hormone Helper. So I'll get into that sale here in just a quick second, but I wanted to just wrap up my thought really quick on why we don't disclose the name of the Indian Tea. It is a mushroom, not much I will tell you, because if you're allergic to mushrooms, you need to know that. But I will tell you that I didn't understand. I kind of thought it was a little weird that Dr. Green wouldn't say anything about what it was, because especially when you're trying to heal and help people, they want to know what in the heck it is that they may or may not be taking. But now I understand. When I go out to go forage these mushrooms, what used to be thousands of them all over the place has dwindled significantly. And that's because a couple of people in our neck of the woods have actually gotten wind of what kind of a mushroom it is. And there is some copycats out there, copycat mushrooms. But now the forest is depleting and depleting. I'm going higher and higher in elevation. They're ripping these cops off before they can spore and regenerate, and they're taking ones that are too young. And that may not seem like a big problem for you until you can't get the Indian Tea. When you're somebody that no longer has cancer because of our Indian Tea, and you want to stay that way, stay cancer-free, it's going to be devastating. So I don't like to disclose the name. I won't disclose the name of the mushroom. So if anyone has a problem with that, I'm just going to tell you I'm sorry in advance. But that is to – this is because – just like Jesus says in the Bible, don't cast your pearls to swine. I'm not saying y'all are swine, but what I am saying is that these are pearls, and I'm as long as I'm here to be able to keep working with everybody, I want to keep honoring what Dr. Green made the commitment to the Native Plateau Indians that he will not disclose the name of this mushroom, okay? So it is a mushroom. We call it the American Indian Tea. There is nothing else added to it. That's all it is. It comes in a quart-sized Ziploc bag. It's $110 usually. For the month of December, I've got it on sale for $95. And that may not sound like a big jump, but I actually haven't had it that low in almost 9 years, almost 10 years. So it's a very, very low price. This will last you about 4 months. And we haven't gotten into what in the world the Indian Tea can do. So I only have so much time. So I want you guys to call me and just say, hey, I heard you on Pastor Butch. You didn't get to get, you know, much time to dive into this stuff. What is this? The other thing that I have on sale that I will also extend through the month of January, if you say you heard me on Dr. Pastor Butch Paw, is the Ladies Hormone Helper. I really got to change the name of it because it's super offensive. It's really not for just for ladies. If men have too high testosterone, this will help to mitigate that. It's a natural progesterone cream. So it'll help to balance out your hormones. If you are a woman, you have hot flashes, night sweats, you know, mood problems. You could be post or peri or premenopausal. It doesn't matter. It'll help. Children with, young girls with acne, yes, they're not going through menopause, but they've got a hormone imbalance. So obviously their progesterone's probably a little low. So this is a natural progesterone cream. I have a lot of naturopathic doctors who are clients of mine, actually, and they, who buy like the Indian tea and my boosters, but they buy this lady's hormone helper in mass quantities because it's the only thing they have found for their clients that actually works. So that's on sale this month, down from $33 to $25 for the jar. So I want to talk really quick, and I know nothing's ever quick in Summer's world. I'm always a big talker, but here's the thing. Chronic inflammation leads to cancer. I don't care. There's no ways around it. Chronic inflammation leads to disease. It leads to heart conditions. It leads to acid reflux. I mean, it adds to it leads to diabetes. It can lead to things just like, you know, high blood pressure. We've already talked about hardening of the arteries. Oh, Lord. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And yes, while there's some amazing things you should be doing, like exercising, like Pastor Butch was telling me at the break, he exercises 3 days a week. At least he tries to. Really important, because inflammation, when your skeletal muscles contract during physical activity, they actually release proteins into the bloodstream that help reduce inflammation throughout the body. Inactive muscles, meaning you're not really using them. Like, if you ever heard the saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. So inactive muscles, in contrast, leads to an increase in pro-inflammatory molecules, which is really a trip. But unfortunately, not all of us can exercise, right? We've got bad knees or whatever it might be. The Indian tea's job is to build up the neutrophil count, the white blood cells in the body that goes after major disease and infection. One of the benefits of the tea is it's a very, very, very powerful antioxidant. Really powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants help to kill or mitigate free radical activity, which creates the inflammation response in the body. Inflammation response in the body causes cancer. So this is, we talked in the beginning about being proactive. This is how we become proactive with our health, okay? We take this to build the immune system, okay, so that we hopefully don't get COVID. We hopefully don't get cancer. We can help do DNA damage repair work and things like that. This is great, by the way, the Indian tea for people with MS, multiple sclerosis, because it actually not just repairs the nerves, but the myelin sheathing that is kind of deteriorating when you've got, you know, MS. So the Indian tea is really, really, really important. So some other herbs that reduce inflammation, CBD oil, hemp oil, really positively, and it is not a, there's no psychoactive properties. It's a total, total lie if you've heard that it's going to get you stoned or high. No way in heck. No way in heck. It's got 0.23% THC in the entire bottle, so not even a half percent. It's crazy. So CBD oil is really important for chronic inflammation. I actually take mine at night. CBD oil has a laundry list of other great side effects that it has, just like the Indian tea is not just an immune booster. It strengthens the major organs of the body. It does DNA repair. It works.
I think we lost her. Todd, try to get her back on right now. But this lady, folks, I'm not, you know, I'm not interrupting her because she's given us much information. I do not want to break her train of thought. You call her and talk to her, ask her questions in her office. Now, she's Mountain Time, which means she's 2 hours behind Eastern Time, but 406-274-7579, 406-274-7579. Any questions tonight, call us on the air, 844-769-2944. As I say, I'm not interrupting this lady because she has a lot to say, and she says it very well, and she says it quickly enough to get it out, so I don't want to interrupt her. So go ahead, Summer.
Yeah, apologize. I do live in a town of about 1,000 people. We have a snowstorm, and once again, the weather is at my, it doesn't like me today. This is Satan, by the way. Satan at work, you know, he never wants us to hear the good stuff, and he always is trying to be a weasel. Okay. So what we want to do is we want to deal with preventative herbs. So we talked about inflammation. We talked about the Indian tea. We talked about CBD oil. There are other great anti-inflammatories like ashwagandha root. Ashwagandha root extract I also sell for $30 a bottle. There, you know, you might find some things out there that are cheaper, and I employ you to do that, but I want you to ask about the quality, whether it's organic, other ingredients are in there, is it handmade, do they use machines? These are all really important questions for you guys to be asking. You know, don't just buy what's on the shelf or what's cheap or available. Dive in and dig. Usually if something is inexpensive, there's a reason, you know, generally, not always, but generally. I'm always willing, I hope nobody takes advantage of this, but I'm always willing to help anyone that needs the help. If there's something critical going on and you need help, but financially you're in a challenged position, I just had a gal call, the Brimmer family. They are missionaries and they all work at a camp. And both their husband and son have a genetic disorder. 11-year-old son, we need to pray for him, by the way. 11-and-a-half-year-old boy just was diagnosed with this genetic condition that can cause cancer. And one of the things on his tongue turned into cancer. And it's like I can't remember the name of the disease. It's a neo... anyways. And so they are choosing to treat him naturally, and that's what's worked for her husband. And so that's what they're going to do with their son. And so they're in the mission field. They don't have a ton of money. They work off of donations. And so I of course, you know, gave them a break, not only on shipping, but also some product, dropped some pricing for them. So if you're in a challenged position and I'm able to help, I will. So always just let me know that. Just kind of want to get that out of the way. But, you know, I still have a business to run, obviously, like everyone else, but my heart is to help people. And trust and believe that when you call me, you know, I'm not a licensed doctor. I'm an herbalist. And so my focus is on creating herbal blends for people that'll either help reduce their blood sugar naturally, help mitigate or regulate blood sugar fluctuations. I have things that help with skin cancer. You know, we have to be so careful when we use the word cancer. It's unfortunate. I have a lot more I cannot and will not tell you on this radio show, but I encourage you to call me. I'd be happy to communicate with you people one-on-one about what I have and how it actually works. Some of the testimonials I have, you guys, will just blow your socks off. Blow your socks off. Cats that were in kidney failure that are no longer in kidney failure. People with chronic, autoimmune disorders, totally no more autoimmune disorders. People with pancreatic cancer, terminal, in total remission 15 years later. I mean, there are so many, you know, I don't promise to help everyone all the time, but my heart is there. And if it's the Lord's will, he's gonna provide it. That actually brings me to another thought, is not every herb is right for everyone. Not every medication is right for everyone. Who knows this? God knows this. God knows what is right for us and what is not. All we have to do is ask. So many times I get clients saying, I've been praying for healing. I've been praying for healing. But if that's not what the Lord wants for you, it's just not going to happen. So what I always encourage people to do is pray upon the material that I have. Look over each thing and ask the Lord, Lord, is this something that would help my high blood pressure? Do you think, Lord, this is something that's going to help my MS? Like, really pray and ask him about it. You'll get that, a lot of non-believers call it a gut-level feeling. No, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. You'll get those answers. It may not be right away, but you'll get them. And if it's not with herbs and it's with medication because there's an acute problem, follow that. But then come back to me or some other herbalist, because we need to now help your body get out of the inflammation mode. Remember that medications, because they're foreign objects in the body, will create the chronic inflammation response, especially if you're taking it regularly. I mean, shoot, vitamins for crying out loud, will create an inflammation response in the gut. I don't even take them if they don't come from the Melaleuca store. I shop with Melaleuca online for all of my home cleaning products, because if you can't use chlorine bleach, what are you going to use? If you can't use Tide laundry soap, what are you going to use? you know, if you can't use Colgate, well, you use Vitamir. I've been using Vitamir. Pastor Butch was kind enough to send me one of those to try, and boy, that stuff is awesome. My teeth have...
It is good. It is. It's the best.
They really feel great. It really does. I mean, the taste isn't my favorite, but I'll tell you what, to have these teeth the way they feel has been amazing. I'll take the taste over anything, anytime. And that's something else. People say, well, the tea tastes yucky, you know, or this. I don't like the taste of this. Listen, most things that are really good for you don't taste great. We are conditioned to think that sugars and all these flavors and all these things, you know, are fine for us. No, they're also a synthetic stuff that our body doesn't need, doesn't want, creates an insulin response, right? Spikes our insulin levels. I mean, it's just a nightmare. We are just sold all this garbage that does no good for our body. So, again, I don't promise to have every herb in the store, and I don't promise to be able to have anything that's going to necessarily even help you. But I do promise that I'm here to listen, and I want to help, and I want to encourage people to open up to me. You know, sometimes I have men call and they are a little uncomfortable talking to a woman about erectile dysfunction or prostate issues. There's nothing I haven't heard. So don't be shy. I've worked with eczema and psoriasis, which, by the way, typically the root of that problem is the adrenals. You know, I have worked to help reverse cancer. I have helped to...
You just brought a question to my mind. What would you recommend to improve adrenal glands? I mean, you know, the pituitary gland in your head, I know that's kind of like one of the most important glands. How do you improve the function of that?
Yeah, so glands, and we've got a lot of glands in your body, number one, but for an overall gland health, foci root, it's spelled F-O-T-I. Foci root is great. I actually don't sell it. But if you can find some out there, get a really good quality. If you're not sure of the quality, call me and I'll do some research for you. I'm always happy to help people find something else that either fits their budget better or something. If I don't have it, I want you to get it. But as far as the adrenals go, which again, responsible for that fight or flight mechanism. I don't care if you're the happiest man on the planet or you're stressed out to Timbuktu. We all need adrenal support because our environment around us is just crappy.
Sure.
The air, the vaccine shedders. So the adrenal support that I make is a blend of six different herbs. It's a special blend that I make, and it helps to feed and nourish the adrenal glands. We give it to dogs that great, you know, they get those hot spots, they call them. They're not hot spots. They're really just an area like an eczema or psoriasis patch where the dog...
Well, you're getting me in a lot of different directions here. So the sotai root plus your herb would be better combined or no?
No, they can be taken separate. So the foci root would be good for overall glandular health. But if you want to target the adrenal glands, you know, for example, you've got stress or you're in a real high toxic environment, you know, whether it's emotional or physical stuff that's toxic... the adrenal support that I make, it's a capsule, is ideal. Young children can take it, animals, adults. So it's very, very, very effective. With herbs, you want to be patient, okay? Let me give you an example. My son, when he was 2 years old, had an ear infection. I was always told by Dr. Green never to use Bacteria Buster, which is a product he used to have, on young children, because it will kill the good bacteria in there too, and you could create a whole slew of problems. So I didn't use a Bacteria Buster. I took him to the ER because he was in excruciating pain, you know, bloody murder, screaming up all night. So I took him to the ER at 3 a.m. They wanted to put him on an antibiotic. I had no other choice, I felt, at the time. He broke out in hives. He was allergic to all antibiotics. Okay, now what? So guess what I did? I put a drop of Bacteria Buster in his ear, and I thought, I'm going to pray. Just hope it doesn't hurt him. Well, 24 hours later, that ear infection was completely gone.
Wow.
So now that we don't have Bacteria Buster anymore, we do use the Mountain Mender gel instead, but of course you can't put that in the ear because it's not a liquid. So I created a liquid called Ear Relief Oil. Ear Relief Oil. It's $10 for a 1 ounce bottle and it'll last you forever. It is a blend of oils, and what it does, so he's now 7 years old. He got an ear infection again. The little bugger hates drinking the Indian tea, so his immune system's not as great as the rest of ours. He got an ear infection again, and I put 3 drops this time of the oil in there. He still had it that full day, and I thought, oh, I hope this stuff works, man. Did it again the next day, gone. Ear infection was gone. He took a nap, woke up, it was gone. So sometimes things won't work within minutes, you know, like an ibuprofen or something. Well, you can't give to small kids or compromised people certain medications and things like that. These herbal remedies really do work, and they really are helpful. You don't need to put your children on antibiotics and ruin their gut flora, because the immune system begins in the gut. 88% of your immune system begins in your gut. Why would you kill off that immune system? Why? That's what antibiotics do. If you're on antibiotics, you need to call me, because I can help you. 9.5 out of 10 times, I can help you. So, you know, I always want to be able to help naturally wherever I can. So that's a great question. Adrenal support is great for glandular health, especially on the adrenal glands. But again, Fo-Tyroot helps with other glands. We're talking about the prostate gland. Well, we want to use our booster capsules. They actually help prevent cancer cells from multiplying, which is a wonderful thing. I take a couple of them a day just as, again, as a preventative medicine, right? I don't want to wait till I get cancer to start this protocol. I want to make sure it doesn't happen to me. So, but men who have an enlarged prostate see results within weeks, if not months, on their prostate with these booster capsules. It's not saw palmetto. It's an actual powder from an herb that's grown here in Montana, and actually only found in the Pacific, in the Northwest. So, you know, I'm happy to help again. My name is Summer. My phone number is 406-274-7579. And I don't know, Butch, if you've got some questions, or even if it's totally off topic, or if anybody else does, but.
Well, we're down about the last minute and a half anyway. Yep. I'm going to tell you what, this has been an informational packed program. Folks, all I can do is tell you, call Summer. Yep. If you knew Dr. Ron, you'll love Summer also. Her heart's in it, and you can tell her knowledge is expansive beyond words. If you call and talk to her, ask any health questions you may have. 406-274-7579. That's her cell phone number.
And yes, you can
text her or call her, whatever you want to do. And she'll get back with you. Text her, she'll get back with you. Call, she'll get back with you. Give her time. She knows she stays busy. But, Summer, I want to thank you for being part of the team here at Call the Decision and being with us and supporting us and
thank you. You've
done for the listeners. I want to thank you for that.
Well, I want to tell you one last thing, folks. You guys know that you have the power to change your life, from the way that you eat, the way that you move and sleep, to the way that you cope with stress, to your relationship with the Lord, whether you have one or not. You have the power to connect with others, to connect with God and what he's given you. And none of us is going to check out of this world alive, okay? Not one
Amen.
Of us. But if you live with purpose and meaning, and you practice gratitude, optimism, happiness, and you've got a giving heart, you're going to live your fullest and most rewarding life. And I just want to help you get to that finish line healthy.
And folks, one of the specials month is American Indian Tea, the cheapest price I have seen in years. You better call. It's a 4-month supply for $95. You better call quickly. Thank you very much, Summer.
Take care,
I will
guys.
See you soon.
Bye bye.
Love you all. Love you too, Summer. Folks, we'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Call and talk to us tomorrow. Let's just chat about if we have time, okay? See you then.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.